Well, what I can say is that we have a situation where, and I think most people would agree, we don't have the kinds of resources necessary to house everybody in our community. I think the solutions are very, very clear. The solutions include more affordable housing. They include more supports for people. They include more mental health and addiction services. They include all of those things, many of which are not something that we as a city have the capacity to provide. We are doing our best when it comes to shelter spaces. As you know, we've increased them by 80%. And there are spaces in the shelters right now. We've found ways to lower the barriers, and we continue to work with the providers to accomplish that. We have a number of units that we've already put on stream in terms of housing, affordable housing. There are more coming. But again, we cannot do all of it alone as a city financially. So we're doing our very best on the solutions. We also need to look at the systemic issues that have gotten us to where we are. We've had issues around lack of rent control, lack of addressing rent evictions or illegal evictions, problems with that system. Again, not our system. What did we do? We tried to step in where we could with things like our rent eviction bylaw, which really is a stopgap measure because the provincial government's legislation doesn't meet the requirements of keeping people housed, right? It's a profit-driven system. It's not about housing anymore. And my last, now you know, I can go on forever on this stuff, but the other big, big piece is the social assistance piece. I mean, people simply, when they're on ODSP or OW, simply do not have enough resources to keep a roof over their head and meet all of their other needs. So this is a multi-pronged crisis, and I really believe the city is doing everything we can to support people and try to provide options for people with our outreach support workers and all of the things that we're doing. What I would like to see, and I've said it over and over again, is the other orders of government to step up, but I'd also like the surrounding communities to step up too. We cannot be the only community in the geographic area that's providing more supports as this crisis continues to grow, and it is growing. And we cannot continue, we don't have the capacity to continue to address it ourselves. So I would ask that other communities around Hamilton also begin to do their fair share in terms of providing services and housing for people in their communities.